There's some serious steam in the world of romance novels as authors turn up the heat with a new trend of cooking-inspired love stories. Chef's Kiss, For Butter or Worse, Donut Fall in Love. Just a handful of the recent and upcoming romance titles that publishers hope will get readers' taste buds tingling and hearts pounding. Let's talk to Bettina McLintall. She's been writing about this for Eater, where she's a senior reporter. Hi there.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So you say that apron tuggers have taken the place of bodice rippers in romance novels. What's behind this?
Yeah, so I think there's a big trend right now of sort of food-themed romance novels. And I think it really speaks to sort of the broader, you know, cultural interest in food. There's so many food shows and food movies. And so I think that's sort of reflecting in romance novels as well.
In order for something to become a trend, though, it means that both more people have to be writing those kind of stories and more people have to be buying them, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we're, you know, I think that there is a ton of interest from all sides of the coin here, where it's like publishers are seeing that readers are very interested in food stories. And readers who are already watching shows like Great British Bake Off, for example, are interested in taking that interest into a sort of a different medium through the romance novel.
Yeah, in fact, my producer Kalyani's personal favorite is Battle Royal by Lucy Parker, which was inspired by the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, there's been several very, very Bake Off-esque books recently. And I think that was sort of what helped me see that this was a trend, you know, seeing that there were so many books that were taking this very similar premise of, you know, people meeting on a food show or something like that.
It's kind of like combining two things that people love. It makes sense to me, not having read any of these, but it makes sense to me because so many dates are over food.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it makes sense that we would then associate romance and wooing with eating a really, or maybe even cooking a really good meal. I mean, what's more romantic than a guy telling you, I'm going to cook you dinner?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you always sort of remember, like, you know, really memorable restaurant dinners, for example, or like, you know, a time that you cook something really nice together is something that really stands out as being like, you know, a new experience that you did together, or just some sort of, you know, it's something that resonates because it is so like multisensory.
So you also write that this trend of food-themed romance novels helps to add very much needed diversity to this genre. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think that it's a very popular thing in sort of pop culture that a lot of stories about different cultures and different countries are told through food. Like, think about Anthony Bourdain's shows, for example, and how much sort of history he was able to talk about just using food. A lot of these books were also telling stories about like different types of immigrants or different cultural groups that I hadn't necessarily seen in romance before. And so I think food, because, you know, everyone eats and like everyone is sort of interested in trying new things, or at least a lot of people are, you know, I think food becomes a really obvious and sort of welcoming entry point for telling these stories that maybe like you hadn't thought about this sort of culture's cuisine before, but it becomes really interesting to read about people cooking it and eating it and enjoying it.
There have been more than 24 food-inspired romance novels released just between 2020 and now. How long does a trend like this in the romance genre generally last? How quickly does a trend reach saturation point?
So I think that, you know, I think we are maybe perhaps approaching saturation on the, you know, the specifically sort of food competition premise, because so many of those came out in the past 2 years. So I think that we're possibly going to see maybe some sort of transition of the food themed romance story into different venues. Like, you know, for example, I saw a book that's coming out next year about restaurant critics that are enemies to lovers romance. So I think that I think that maybe the very specific competition premise might die down a little bit, but I think we'll continue to see food stories in the romance niche.
So what food do you think is inherently romantic? I say this because I know that I think if I'm on a first date, especially, I try not to eat salad because it'll get stuck in my teeth. What food do you think is, you know, inherently sort of sexy?
I think like anything that is sort of shareable, for example, like oysters are like the obviously sort of like,
yeah,
culturally sexy one, partially because like if you have like 12 of them around a tray, like it's easy to sort of take, you know, share them. And I think obviously just like pasta always feels sort of romantic, like largely I think because of the Lady and the Tramp thing.
Right. So do you have a recommendation of a food-inspired romance novel that our listeners can dig into?
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of recent releases, I love TJ Alexander's Chef's Kiss, which is sort of at like a food magazine test kitchen. And I really liked Farrah Heron's Accidentally Engaged, which is, you know, kind of that bake-off premise. And it's about this woman who's like very obsessed with bread baking. I thought that was a fun one.
Bettina Mackenlintal is senior reporter at Eater. Bettina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good rest of your day.